Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 414. Very much appreciate you checking in with us, for being a listener each and every week. Reminder, couple reminders. Well, just one main reminder. The Waterford Crystal Contest continues. If you are just now catching up to the show and you look at a calendar and it is still the month of March 2022, you have still have the opportunity to win my coveted Waterford, very expensive Waterford brand wedding crystal champagne flutes that are engraved. All you got to do is leave a 5-star review anywhere on the internet for this show. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. I get those confused, rating and review. Leave a 5-star rating and then also write a review, screenshot it, and send it to me, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You will be entered to win. Select a winner prior to our first show in the month of April, which I believe drops on the 4th or something along those lines, the 5th of April. So jump in. It's fun. If you would like to reach out to the show, you can send us an email, like I said, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. Always fun checking in with the listeners there. 949-464-8257 is the phone number. Additionally, if you are so inclined, I would recommend that you subscribe to our bonus content. That is where you get a little something extra. Extra content every week delivered to your feed, your Apple Podcast, or wherever you get the show directly. I was thinking about that. People that have Patreon, like we used to have Patreon, something happened to it. But if you want to listen to a show's Patreon, you have to go to Patreon and listen to it. Not with our setup, with our friends Red Circle. It gets delivered right to your feed. You get the whole show plus the bonus content, all without commercials. So if you are so inclined to subscribe to our bonus content, click the link in the show notes right now, or you can go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the top of the page. That is it. We wrapped up The Bachelor, ended this year or this season last week. If you want to be caught up on all that, go check out my Bachelor show that I do with your friend Jason Stewart, who is screaming about the DH today on Twitter. Doesn't like, gotta have a David Ortiz type at your DH. Not a lot of those go around, Jason. Not everybody has a David Ortiz that they can plug in there. Check out The Bachelor Lifestyle. Subscribe there. Well, I'm sure when The Bachelor starts again, we'll be doing it there. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have three things. First, a sports gripe. I've been watching a lot of NCAA tournament. Oh. I mean, I actually, and I've always been an AL guy because...
That's right. Orioles.
Because the Orioles, but I always preferred the kind of gamesmanship that went with pitchers hitting. I hated the aspect of Edgar Martinez. They're like, oh, he's got a bad back, so he can never play in the field, but yet he gets to hit. I don't know. I just never liked it.
I agree, too. The pitcher's a player on the field.
And Harold Baines put in a lot of good years with the Orioles.
That's right, he did.
But I don't know. I just always kind of like the pitchers hitting, but I don't have strong takes about baseball because my team's not relevant, so I don't really care that much about baseball. Yeah. I watch a ton of college basketball, and the tournament going on right now, These referees and their charging calls are adequate. They can't call charging all the time. Like, that's the Duke flop, But yeah, just in general, I am a believer that it should either be a blocking call
or let him no play. Call. Yeah.
No call. Like, both guys collide, but nobody really is at fault because the defender got there in time. I believe in like an offensive foul if there's like a moving pick or over the back on a rebound, hacking the guy's arm. But like if it's two guys sort of getting to a spot at the same time, there's a collision, you can just not call something sometimes. Just let it be a collision and a missed shot.
If the guy's really set up there, you got to call it. Like if he's locked in.
We're talking about tons of bang bang moments where it's like, yeah, I don't know, they're sort of there at the same time. They call charging all the time. It's insane.
The game stops too much. They stop the game too much. They blow way too many whistles as it is.
If they got rid of charging, it would speed it up a little more. They just be like, sometimes there would be missed shots. That's it. A local story, which I heard about earlier today, and funnily enough, Lala, he gets keyed in. There was a doctor in Hoboken who there's a hospital in Hoboken. But she lives in Hoboken, and her, I would guess it's boyfriend or just roommate. I don't know.
Much younger.
Dealing cocaine.
Yeah. Where
they got caught with, you know, enough that was not personal use cocaine.
She sold more than 150 grams on multiple occasions to the FBI or undercover officers.
That's it. I mean, how much I've known of people to sell drugs, but like it's usually people with drug problems or like, I'm not talking about kingpin shit. Like she's just she's a cog in the cocaine dealing wheel.
That's a lot. Hold on. I'm doing some calculator math. So there's 28 grams in an ounce, right? So 150 grams divided by 28. Well, that's almost 5.5 ounces, Ed.
But
that's
what,
quite a bit of yay.
How much moving money? Is that a brick? Like what? She's not a bricklayer. She's just
she's a doctor.
She's a middle manager cocaine dealer to go. I mean, crazy. Being a doctor has got to pay, and it's stressful enough. You're gonna sell yayo.
She's got those student clown powder loans, on the side. It takes a long time to become a doctor. You're in school a long ass time. She's 38. She probably owes a couple hundred grand.
I don't know. It seems like so exhausting to be in the cocaine trade when you're a doctor already.
It's exciting. Well, you know, it's the boyfriend's thing. Like, right?
Yeah.
The boyfriend's 31.
His name's Surge.
Surge. Yeah. I mean, the shirt's unbuttoned. There's a little chest patch hanging out of there.
He's wearing white slacks, unbuttoned shirt. Just white. Yes. Anytime you see a generic movie that involves like a South or Central American drug dealer, kingpin's always just in all white with an unbuttoned shirt.
He's dressed like F. Murray Abraham in Scarface. Like, exactly.
In the movie version, he'll be played by Julia Roberts' ex-husband, the guy who, I can't think of his name.
Benjamin Bratt.
I feel like he's played that character in like 5 movies.
Totally. Absolutely. It's an interesting story. I imagine she's going to flip on him. It seems like, and you know, this is a local story, Ed, so we'll trust you to keep on top of it. But I imagine there's something going on with the guy and she got caught up in it. And now she's going to flip on him because he's the real dealer here, I would say.
The funny thing about the local angle is, I only read it about 45 minutes before our friend Lala down in the bayou was able to break it back over to me. So maybe he'll know before I do.
Does he have a Hoboken Google alert? Because the link was like a local news.
Yeah, he sent me a link one time a few months ago, I feel like, of a local story. I was like, how are you getting this shit?
I know.
I mean, Hoboken is like, it's relatively big versus towns, but it's not. It's next to the big town. Like this
That's
is
right.
You know, it's
the
just
sixth borough.
This has a very outer borough feel. Like it's weird to know things going on in Hoboken, but Lala is plugged in.
He for sure is.
And finally, I just want to offer a warning to our friends of the show that are going to keep listening, because we've had our moments with the emails and voicemails, but things take a serious turn this week. And I usually don't read them. I let you. Yeah, we'll do a little teaser, yeah. But I usually just let you read it to me. Yes. And so I can react. And I just happened to be sitting there and you sent me the rundown a couple hours ago. And I looked at it and I was like, my God, like all of them. Last week I was jumping through hoops trying to keep it clean while telling my Kohler guard story.
Ooh, Ed. Right? Forgot about that.
But yes. I was dancing around wording and stuff like that.
You had a liner for this.
Yes.
I don't even want to say it, the T word.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm saying everyone is just super crass and it's like, yes. It's a mix of Penthouse Forum and just like the dirty. It's crazy. And like,
well, yes,
I you think know, like testing. Guys, yeah, let's try to be a little more delicate with our words. Well, and
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I just, I'm warning you guys, like, just be prepared. Things take a serious turn in the email section of this show.
People need advice, Ed. They want to know what,
I mean,
they want our sage wisdom on their personal issues, and we're here to offer it.
Oh man,
I take all comers.
Things go down.
Yes,
it's crazy.
Absolutely. Ed, I just saw today sad news.
Oh no.
The Maury Povich show has ended will end its 31 years on the air.
Still on the air?
I had no idea. Is Springer still rolling?
No way. He can't.
There's no way, right?
No,
Springs?
No, wasn't he arrested in the 70s as the Cincy mayor?
Writing a
personal check to a hooker?
Well, I mean, that's how they did it back then. Jerry Springer show. It can't not still be going. Jerry Springer show tickets.
Oh, it's Jetty. Still going.
I can't spell. Jerry Springer talk show, 28 seasons. Oh, see, looks like it might have ended in 2019. What happened to the Jerry Springer show? 3 years after ending production, the Jerry Springer show will finally vanish from the CW network Friday. So it went off the air completely last year, Ed. So no more Springer.
I remember one time I was going to a sporting event at the Garden after work and went to one of the bars near there. And ran. They must have taped the Povich show in that general area.
Yeah.
And it was like a happy hour get together for people who worked at the Povich show. Like, you know, like just seven or eight of them were there. And I started talking to a girl, and she was she started talking about sports and this was like something like. Oh, she found out that I liked the Redskins, and then she started talking to me about like defensive schemes and what the coordinator was doing. I was like, "How did I get here?" Like, I was.
Were
just,
you backpedaling like Daryl Green in that moment, Ed? Because I would be the fuck out of
I
there.
Sure
see
was.
You later,
like,
honey. Woo!
Like, how,
too
it's
sportsy.
Like, it was like May. It was not football season.
Yeah.
Even if it was, it would be disturbing. But I just remember this girl who worked for the Maury Povich show just started hitting me up with like, well, I just think they're doing too much to cover too. And I was like, what is happening?
Oh,
this is May.
God. She wanted to do X's and O's with you.
Yeah. She.
Ed, Maury Povich. I recall Maury Povich came into the cultural purview when he was hosting a show called
A Current Affair.
And it was like, I mean, by, you know, it was nothing by today's standards.
But it was a precursor to Extra or like one of those.
Well, no, it was like, remember there was Hard Copy. It was like,
yeah,
weird stories in the news, and they would like follow these stories. And
this was the next progression to That's Incredible.
Exactly. But this was like in 1990, and Maury Povich was at least 72 years old.
Yeah.
In 1990.
Sure. I remember it when he, that show became like prominent, when we first learned about him, it was like, oh, he's in a May-December romance with Connie Chung.
Now, Connie Chung.
Connie Chung's got to be 70.
At least.
So May-December, he's got to be in his late 90s.
He's got to be. Like, we got to figure it out.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. Is this fucking guy?
Maury Povich, Ed, just ended his talk show today. I mean, I was like, one, how's it still on? And he's the one that he pivoted to all paternity.
I think
back in
so
the day.
Many, I think so many of them. And let's not forget, early on in her reign,
Oprah
had plenty of trash until she switched over to books and stuff. But
she
was very much part of it.
They all did.
But Phil Donahue was like, when we were kids, he was like a mix. He would sometimes have like legit issues and
hard-hitting
stuff. But then every once in a while, it would be like, you know, rap lyrics, and he'd have the Two Live Crew and a parents group on. He would do that. And then it just morphed into Who's the Father stuff, which is Povich's thing, I think.
Yeah, Who's the Father is Povich. Remember when Jerry Rivers took that chair to the nose from that white supremacist?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, that was all time. I mean, that nose was busted. And Jerry Rivers is no dummy. He was like mugging for the camera with that broken nose because he knew that would get him some headlines.
Right.
But Pove switched to, and I got to feel like, because there was this guy that used to come on Jerry Springer, Reverend Bud Green. And every once in a while, Springer would do a legalizing weed show before he did paternity too or what, but he would do a show about legalizing weed, and he would have this guy on from the Church of Marijuana. I can't remember what his church was called, the Church of Cannabis or something. And he would come on and he would wear robes and he would be like, oh, and he was called Reverend Bud Green. And he would be Bud Green.
I just got.
Yeah. 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 And he'd be like, I always bring my trusty Bible when I come on the show, and you know, and it was like theater. And he's like, you know, what's in my Bible? And he would open his Bible, and Jerry Springer would be like, don't do it, bud. I told you you couldn't do it this time. Don't do it, bud. And he would light up a fat joint on the stage, and everybody go crazy. Oh, my God. Well, one time I was watching Jerry Springer, and I saw, and the guest was some other guest. It was some other topic.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, that fucking guy looks like Reverend Bud Green. And he was some other dude doing some other topic. Turns out Reverend Bud Green was just some producer on the show.
He was a cast member.
Yeah, he was a cast. And it turned out all these Jerry Springer shows were made up. Like, you would get so into it as a younger person. You're like, where do they find these people? They don't. They make them up. They're created. I got to think the same thing is going on with Povich. Like, he's been perpetuating a big lie. There's just not that many people that are letting multiples raw dog it and coat the innards. Like, there's just not that many people that are confused about who's
about the baby making process.
Yes. Come on. Like, you, it's either they know who the father is and they just get their dimwit cousin to come on the show with them for the notoriety and the $600, or it's just all a big work. It's all bullshit, and the producers tell them what to say. I got to believe that that Maury Povich is a big bullshit artist.
I don't think I've ever tuned into any of those shows in my home. However, pretty much every time I've had to get work done on my car, that's on, or Steve Harvey Family Feud is on.
It is weird when you go into like a doctor's office and you're like, do you really like, you really have the show on? Like, it's, you really have The View on for everybody in here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, aren't you embarrassed?
My doctor's office, yes. It's always The View or The Talk or one of these shows. Yes. It is weird. One time, a few years ago, unfortunately it closed, but I had this great diviest of dive bars.
Oh, I love a dive.
And I walked in, I was meeting two guys, and I walked in before them.
Yep.
And it was just me and the bartender. Yeah. And he's just watching Newsmax. Like, just straight up, like, huh. Makes you think, huh? Yeah. And I was like, no, it doesn't make you think at all.
It makes me think I want you to change a channel.
And I just had to, like, stay quiet because I didn't want to get into any debates or anything.
Yes.
But they were going full what you imagine Newsmax would do.
I imagine. What, Ed, how old is this fucking guy, Maury Povich, who's still alive, apparently, and retiring from his talk show in September, which is, it's still 6 months out.
Even if I'm being kind, I'm going to say he was born in 35, which would make him 87. Yeah, I'll say he's 87 years old. I'm being kind because based on what we were talking about, 1990, I thought he was like 70. So
yeah,
I'm going to say he's 87 and not the 99 that I really think he is.
I'm going to knock 5 years off. I'm going to say in 1990, he wasn't 72, but that just the cigs had taken their toll and he was actually only 65. Oof. In 1990. So here we are 32 years later. That would make him 97 years old.
That's today. What I'm saying. First instinct is to base it off 1990, but I'm just going to be kind and say he was born in 35.
You're pretty close. NBC Universal confirmed the impending exit of the 83-year-old Povich on Monday. 83. He's got to be shaving a few.
They must have been weekend at Bernie-zing him.
Yes, yeah.
The last few years. Like, he probably had a rope attached to his wrist.
Well, I'm looking at pictures here, and he doesn't – I mean, he basically looks the same as he did in 1990. He's, he's aged pretty well.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's – huh.
I mean, he's really – if you got a daytime talk show syndicated like he does – there's a reason it's been on so long. It's because he makes probably $20 million a year doing that show.
All right, I'm looking up his set. I'm going to look up his net worth.
Oh, we got a song for that.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Ed, Maury Povich, how fucking rich is this guy? I'll wager a guess if you're looking it up.
I've already looked and I'm not sure. It seems
it's going to be low. It's going to be low. Yeah, I'm going to say Maury Povich is worth $187 million.
This says 80.
No way.
He worked so many years in syndication.
Even if he only makes 8 or 9 million a year, which that's low.
But we know the Judge Judy numbers.
Yeah, she was making like 40 plus.
Right, and I would think he was making like half of what she made.
Definitely.
Which is going to add up to way more than 80 million.
80 million, bullshit, no way. Okay, well, good luck. Happy trails, Maury Povich. See what you do in your golden years with Connie Chung. You guys are still together.
Yeah, Connie Chung's 75.
Yeah, interesting. Huh. Okay. Let's talk some sports, Ed.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
First, I got to compliment myself. I now know exactly what time to start boiling the water for my tea. Beautiful. And it's the exact temperature I want to drink it at when the show begins. It's like I've got this thing down to a science. Really, I'm really proud of myself.
That reminds me, I had some hot tea this weekend. I took my kids for some dim sum on the weekend.
Okay. All right.
Those little shits, I could hear them go. I could hear them go like this. They're like, watch dad bite into something too hot and then be really surprised because I heard him say it. But they were talking about the tea. They're like, watch dad take a sip of this tea and have it be way too fucking hot. And I'm like, okay. You know, I could hear them talking under their breath. So I let the tea sit for a minute.
Yeah.
And I took a sip of that tea, Ed, and it was just the smallest of sips. And my like the line in between my two front teeth is like completely inflamed now because I seared it with my, and I even dropped a little piece of ice in there from my ice water, but still it happened. They got the best of me, these children. And I burned my mouth with this tea. Why so hot with the tea?
And it stinks because you knew that's what they wanted. And yeah. Then it happened to you anyway.
Of course. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Not only does it hurt, they got you.
They got my ass.
So we're going to go back to the whole age, fucking old is this guy kind of territory.
Yeah.
We've got one RIP total for the week.
Very sad.
Rest in peace, the ballers hope you rest in peace. You won't laugh no more.
No more laughing.
Nope.
You won't smile no more.
Laugh or smile.
When you laugh, you won't smile. Laugh no more. Back also to laugh. Laughter.
And you won't fuck no more.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not laughing, so you're not doing that.
Party. We hope you rest in peace.
Very sad. Very sad.
ESPN NFL reporter John Clayton, who, according to my notes, was 67 when he died in 2022.
Right. Whoa. Wow. 67?
I mean, that is a guy who did not get much sleep.
I mean,
because he's probably been famous for 25 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I think before that, he was like a regional Pittsburgh guy or something.
Of course he was, yeah.
But 67, do you mean to tell me that like when he first got famous in like the 90s, he was in his 40s?
No, that's crazy, Ed. I mean,
rest in peace, but
rest in peace. He was burning the midnight oil, getting you those stories.
The scoops.
He was like the football Tim Kirkjian, where he was just way too into it.
He was really into it.
And he was
more palatable than Schefter. Schefter is just the lapdog of all lapdogs.
Schefter, McShay, like these guys take themselves real seriously. And John Clayton, he just loved the information. And it really bummed me out when they laid him off a few years ago.
Oh, they laid him off?
Oh, yeah. He got fired by ESPN. But
everybody got fired.
Yeah, a lot of people got fired. But it seems to me like if you're watching SportsCenter or NFL Live or whatever it's called, and you're a fan, you're looking forward to when Clayton comes on.
Yeah, he gave you information for sure. He was good at his job.
He gave you information. Absolutely. And then there was that rumor that he had a ponytail, which was great.
Yeah.
Very sad to see him go.
Yeah, RIP, 67.
67.
I don't know the cause, but I...
Years young. You
know, I don't know.
I believe he battled, and I think it might have been the big C that got him, Ed.
It gets a lot of us.
An illness, yeah.
keeping with the football world, Georgia Republican Senate candidate, and I believe big front runner, Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
He recently questioned evolution. Why are there still apes?
Yeah. He's not alone.
But I heard a lot of this like 25 years ago. I didn't know it was still there.
It's a commonly held confusion that if we are descended from apes, why are there still apes when it's not?
Why are there house cats and lions?
Right. Exactly. What we are descended from is a common ancestor. That's what people don't seem to understand is that apes and Homo sapien have somewhere way back in the evolutionary chain, there was one thing, and eventually other things came from that one thing. And and Herschel doesn't quite get that.
Yeah, I mean, I shared this story with a buddy, and we were speculating. It's possible that he never actually had to complete any school. Like, he was a ridiculous athlete that I would have, I think by like age 7, he was the greatest athlete anybody had ever seen. And he probably just didn't have to do anything in school.
Yeah, he didn't. And then he took a lot of shots to the head with the New Jersey Generals, Ed.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't they play 18 games in the USFL?
Yeah, they were. They just keep playing the same teams over and over again.
Yeah, they would just keep playing in.
And certainly Vince Dooley ran him every play at Georgia.
Yeah.
Before the USFL.
In 1983, his first year in the USFL, Herschel Walker had 412 carries for 1,812 yards.
That's a tough load for a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing work. Plus, also, he returned kicks, let's not forget. So, and he returned kicks in the NFL, too. So that was, remember back in the day.
Those high-speed collisions. That's where I got my worst concussion on the kickoff team.
Yeah, that's
high-speed collision.
There's been talk of, I mean, they basically have eliminated the kickoff because they made it so you can kick it through the end zone every single time, which it's just because guys
there are rules. There used to be, you could like lock up, the lineman could be just form a wedge. Yeah. And then when I got my concussion, my job was the wedge breaker. So I just had to go full steam into that group and I got crushed.
Yeah. Pretty unsafe. And
it's not good.
Let's not forget, he played his whole NFL career and he had its long career in the NFL as well. Then he was doing mixed martial arts and he had some pro fights.
And I think he did Olympic bobsledding and flipped over on his head. Right.
Yes.
The Olympics.
Truly just a next level athlete, the likes of which he's along the lines of like a Bo Jackson type.
Yes. One of the great athletes of all time, but never thought to be one of the great thinkers of all time.
No, clearly.
Anyway, in November, it's going to be him versus that guy Warnock in the Georgia Senate race.
Yeah.
And he'll have a real shot at winning, even though he doesn't understand basic shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tommy Tuberville's a senator, right?
That's true. Walker is just battling to be the second dumbest senator because Coach Tubbs.
Yeah. He's
ears.
He seems like he doesn't even want the job anymore. Like he says so much dumb stuff. He's like, what did you guys get me into? Like you said, this is going to be easy.
He didn't even know the branches of government. Yeah, Tommy is really stupid.
I know. He needs a little brushing up.
Sticking with the name Tom Brady. We were talking last week about his retirement. And his final touchdown ball was sold for $518,000 hours before he unretired.
Tommy, I've got your last ball. I've got your last ball here, Tommy.
You know that somebody had sex with that ball.
Yeah.
Like a few times before he unretired.
Was it that guy? Was it the that comic book guy that used to buy all of Mark McGwire's home runs?
Todd
McFarlane.
McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane.
I really don't understand. I do get, like, I when I went to the Hall of Fame, it's pretty cool seeing, like, memorabilia and stuff. But the average person, like, hey, look at this ball on the shelf. It's worth $518,000.
It's weird.
It's a weird purchase.
It's weird.
And now it's not worth $518,000.
Do you watch Swap Shop on Netflix? I would recommend it to anybody.
No. What I think it is? It's like Antique Roadshow kind of shit?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like based on Tradio where they...
Oh, Richard and Sal prank calls.
Right. The gimmick is that all these antique hunters hear an ad on the radio and then they race to... It's like in Eastern Tennessee. And it's like they race to go get shit. And there was this one... And I'm obsessed. I love that kind of shit. There's this one where they go to this guy's house. He's probably like our age. And this fucking guy, well, it's infuriating that these people have this much money to waste.
From this, what?
I don't know. This guy's whole house, Ed, was every fucking toy and item from our childhood you could imagine. Like he had Elliot's bike from E.T. He had like every Star Wars, every G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, everything. He had everything. And I'm looking and the guys are like, well, what do you sell? And he's like he wouldn't even part with anything. They're trying to buy it off him. He wouldn't even part with anything. And to me, I had so much anxiety. I'm like, who fucking dusts all this shit? Like, what do you do with it? It's just like in your house. People are supposed to look at it. Who gives a fuck?
I have random shit in my house, but like,
yeah.
But $518,000 anything.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy must have a ton of money.
Yes.
How did you amass that kind of money being that stupid?
Yes. And you know where he probably keeps it?
It must be old money, right? A rich kid that just doesn't know what to do with money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know where he probably keeps it? And I apologize in advance because I'm reticent to use this phrase, but this guy clearly has one. You know, this guy keeps this fucking football in his man cave. come on up to my man cave and I'll show you my Tom Brady football.
So yeah, I agree with you. Man caves are super lame.
Yeah.
I go downstairs. I'm downstairs right now in my duplex.
Yeah.
And one of our friends is like, oh, you got that man cave? I was like, no, it's just downstairs in my, like, I just, I'm just trying to separate myself from my kids.
Just a room in my house.
But man cave.
It's where I go to jerk
like,
off.
No girls allowed. Like that movie, I Love You, Man, is great because they kind of make fun of how ridiculous the whole man cave thing. He's like, here's my chair where I jerk off.
Is that the one with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd?
Rudd. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Segel's awesome in it. But they're making fun of a man cave. It's so dumb.
Yeah, it is
just
dumb.
Just have rooms in houses.
Yeah. And easy on the fucking memorabilia. Like you can have a thing that's cool. But like if you have too many things,
it
kind of takes the shine off. It's like too much. If you have one really cool ass thing, take for instance the movie American Beauty, where Thora Birch's dad, or no, the other guy,
Wes
Bentley's dad, has a sweet Nazi plate. And he's very proud of that plate because it was, you know, could have been used at an important dinner of the fucking Third Reich.
What a creepy family that was.
Yeah.
I mean, Joanna Gleason as the wife who's all fucked up. Like that is a disturbing family.
No, it's great. It's just, but that guy got it. He had one thing and he cherished it. It was a Nazi plate. You guys could have a thing.
He did love it.
He loved it. It was a great plate.
Phil Mickelson was removed from the list of competitors for the 2022 Masters. Now, I didn't read. I'm just asking you if you know. Is this all because of the Saudi stuff, or is he just not good enough this year?
No, he won the PGA last year. Like, he's not going to go to the Masters and win the Masters, but he's won the Masters, I'm going to say, 3 times.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's had a big career, but
yeah.
This is all Saudi blowback still. This isn't that, yes. Like, he's had such a bad year he doesn't qualify or something.
No, like, Fred Couples still plays the Masters. He's in his 60s.
Oh, like, wow.
Bernard Langer, he still plays the Masters. You know, like, they got some old guys out there. And so Phil could definitely be playing, and he's not going to win. But if he gets lucky, he could win.
I'm still trying to piece together. I mean, he must just be the biggest piece of shit, because even when our golf correspondent gave like some dirt, it just was like, well, he's got a love child. Like, it's not. I guarantee there are people playing in the Masters that have love child.
Children. Of course there are. And it's weird that when people tell you, they're like, can you believe what Phil Mickelson did? They never say he paid a $2 million fine for insider trading. Like most people don't even know that about him. And they're like, oh, he's such a piece of shit. And really, one of the worst things you can do as a rich guy, he did.
Yeah.
Defraud, and no one even talks about it. Yes. I don't like, he's really going through it, and he might be a huge piece of shit. But I kind of feel sorry for him.
But there's got to be something else that we just don't know yet, because it just doesn't add up.
Well, it's going to be in that book's coming out. And I think that's what it is. Like, he's doing what a lot of these Me Tooers do, where they duck out for a little bit. And then before you know it, they show up at the Irvine Improv and you're like, holy shit, you can do that. And you can. It's just like you got to duck out for a little bit and then you come back. And
yeah, there's only three like guys that seems like it can't happen. Weinstein, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, he's locked up.
Who's sneaking in milk duds. Yeah. Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer. Those three seem to be like, they're done. Everybody else, they can sneak their way back in.
Yeah, what's... Lauer's such a piece of shit.
I mean, he had that locked door contraption.
Yes.
He's like a full-on rapist.
Yeah, but he... I mean... I don't know the details of him, but maybe it's just like,
I think at least allegedly.
Yeah.
A subordinate was not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Till she
got to sucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's like, locks the door.
Yeah. That's
he's
bad.
Like, all right.
Charlie Rose, I believe, did the open bathrobe trick quite a few times.
No. Yeah. He would walk out. He would have subordinates come to his home to work, and he would just fucking walk straight out of that shower, nude as fuck and old as fuck.
No, it's not good what he did, but
no,
I would kill for that confidence. If I look like Charlie Rose, that bathrobe would be sealed shut. I'd be wearing a mask.
Totally.
He looks like shit, and he was just all proud of himself being naked.
I know. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Insane.
An extensive profile. I can't get enough of these stories, and I really am sad that the tenure was so short.
I know.
But an extensive profile by The Athletic revealed that Urban Meyer was even worse at his job than people realized. He didn't even know who Aaron Donald was. Who's this 99 guy?
How is that? Well, remember when he's like, hey, I'm not a bad coach. All these assistants are pieces of shit. Like, all these guys I personally hired to work for me are a bunch of fucking losers. Like,
oh,
what?
My God. That story is amazing. He said shit like, Trevor Lawrence, in the preseason, one of the receivers went the wrong route. And he immediately is like, Trevor, you got to talk slower to these guys from the South because, you know, they got a shitty education. And I mean,
he's the University of Florida.
He was just belittling everyone, telling them they're going to be cut. And like every veteran was like, I cannot believe this is happening. I've never seen somebody so unprofessional. And they were previously playing for the Jaguars, these people.
Right. Exactly.
And they couldn't believe how bad it was with Meyer. But sadly, he didn't even last. He lasted like 2/3 of a season.
I know. It's
the stories were so good.
It's the what concerns me is our buddy Shad Khan. Like,
It's not.
You know, he made big bucks in the fucking auto parts business. He's got that gorgeous mustache. He looks cool as fuck. He hired Irving Meyer's on his yacht because he fucking balls the fuck out. But he's, I kind of worry about his judgment here. Like,
that's a horrible
call. Who
vetted
this fucking idiot? Yeah.
I mean, for somebody to go in guns blazing in his first professional coaching job, coaching pros, obviously he's been a professional coach before.
Yeah.
But that shows that he wasn't even close to being ready for the job.
Not even close.
Even the simplest of interviews would let you know that he has no business being an NFL
absolutely coach. Totally agree with you.
But yeah, who's this 99 guy? That would be like a 90s NBA coach being like, who's this 23 guy on the Bulls?
Yeah, I mean,
like, he's Aaron Donald's the best player in the last, I don't know, couple of decades. Like, I don't know. Since Lawrence Taylor. Like, he's ridiculous. You wouldn't know who he is.
He's been to the fucking Super Bowl. Like, it's not like he just showed up. He's a well-known guy.
He's won multiple players of the year already.
Yeah, it's like not knowing who Lawrence Taylor is.
Right.
You know, it's like, what the fuck? All right, Ed, let's do some voicemails here.
Wait, we've got one more.
Oh, my bad.
Patrick Mahomes goes on the record about tomatoes.
Oh, thank God.
He tweeted, as a ketchup enthusiast, .. tomatoes are garbage. Brian.
Wait, yeah.
Please break down that logic and everything for me. What?
I mean, first of all, yes, ketchup is made of tomatoes, obviously, and sugar. But I mean, the fact that he openly admits to being a quote, ketchup enthusiast, is he six? Did his MVP odds just crater, Ed? Like, not a good decision maker. Fact.
Unreal.
Yes. Like, here's what ketchup is for. French fries. The end. Right. End of list.
I still am a ketchup French fry. I still like them. Like, I can't do mayonnaise. And like, I'll try other things. But for me, a fry ketchup still is
that's fine. Thing. I do the same.
But I mean, tomatoes. So what about salsa? What about, I mean, there's what? Tomatoes.
What about bolognese? What about chili? Like, what about, like,
so he doesn't have like Italian food. He's got to be like a 6-year-old and get butter on his pasta.
Yeah. Does he not know that tomatoes are in things? I'm very Mexican concerned food. Here.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
tomatoes
really,
are delicious.
We have to quit, and they're so good for you.
So good for lycopene.
Lycopene.
Yeah. You know who else doesn't eat a tomato is Tom Brady.
Oh, is that too sugary for him?
No, he doesn't eat nightshades. So a tomato, eggplant, it's the extent of my nightshade knowledge. I'm sure there's other things in there. I don't know what they are, but Tom Brady doesn't eat them for different reasons.
He well, once again, gross. I think I just want to warn everybody. Here it comes.
It's very concerned. Let's do this. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Yeah, well. It reminds me, I was texting with our friend Brad in New York, who did that beautiful song. By the way, I got some free time this week, finally. Things have opened up in my schedule. For our Red Circle subscribers, I'm going to drop the songs of the podcast for you guys. So anybody that subscribes to our Red Circle page, look for that in your feed, where I'll have every song available for you guys in one podcast to play at your leisure. Have a listen to. But what I was going to say is, I was texting with Brad in New York who made that beautiful song and many of the other beautiful songs, including the Scoop It Up song, here on this show. And he is just such a delightful guy. And he's like, anything you need, let me know if you need any songs. He's like, I can fix that hard
closing
cut.
Yes. In the jump cut.
Yeah, the jump cut. I mean, it is kind of work to have to take that out every week, but also it's kind of cathartic for me because it's metaphorical. So good to hear from old Brad in New York, and let me know, like, let's try to brainstorm like what we need songs for. I mean, the RIP guys come through big for us lately. He's given us the RIP song, and now he's given us the TPC theme song. So anything we need from Brad New York, he's happy to do.
Sports.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We need sports. Yeah. I love My Name is Brian, but I'm sure we'll find ways to play it.
Yeah. We could still put it in a different part.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we need a
sport. That could be just the intro to you or something, but yeah, sports should be its own thing.
Yeah. Let's have him do a sports song. Okay. Here's some voice mail.
Ballers. Hey, it's Ben 906. Hey, just
great pipes on Ben 906.
Yeah.
Great listener.
Don't mean to get serious, but you guys were talking about some stuff this last episode about Ed's recent collection.
Disgusting. Filthy.
Regarding colon
cancer. But see how he carefully says it?
To kind of point out some things. I work in the industry.
Yeah, no. Oh, he works in the industry. He's probably got some knowledge about.
I hope he's not on the receiving end of what I sent.
Oh, jeez, Ed. So you get... You're so worried about the listener. Listen, what you're doing here.
I'm not saying it. It's about to get super crass in the emails.
Wow, unbelievable.
And I just want to get serious for a second about kind of what the changing landscape is, and want to set some facts down. So, because screening is, as Brian, you pointed out, screening early, catching colon cancer early, it's very preventable. But unfortunately, I see people daily who put this stuff off, and it's not as great of an outcome. So recently, anybody 45 and older, your insurance should allow you to go ahead and get a colonoscopy. That is the standard bearer. Unfortunately, a lot of people put it off because they don't like the prep and a lot of the issues that come along with that. Some of the stuff that is out there too, as Ed talked about, there's a couple options that you can do every year. So a collection smear.
Oh, come on.
Every year, and something you send in. And then there's something you can do every 3 years. Unfortunately, if there's an issue found on one of those collections,
jeez,
you have to go ahead and have a colonoscopy anyway. So if you have a clear colonoscopy, you don't need to do it again for 10 more years.
Really?
It's great.
Oh.
If you don't have a family history, it kind of puts you into a low-risk category. But guys, gals, please go ahead, get screened starting at 45. Talk to your doctor. Get in. I know nobody wants to do it, but it's a very preventable cancer, something that if you catch early, there's a lot more treatment options and a lot better outcomes. So I would be remiss if I didn't point it out during Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So I just applaud you guys for talking about it here, as uncomfortable as it can be to describe the process. Appreciate you guys being a conduit to share that information. Hey, keep it baller.
Wow. That was a great voicemail.
I appreciate that voicemail. And I got to say, the once every 10 years makes me think I just want to do that, because what I have to go through, I have to do that every year versus one thing every 10 years. Yeah. I might just go right for the colonoscopy. Yeah. I don't want to do this every year.
I'm with you. I'm going to do that too. Okay. Here's another voicemail.
What's up, man? Telly Teapots here.
Oh, Telly.
Responding to Manuel's question of if we have fat bike cops here. We don't, which, you know, they probably only work 7 months of the year because of the weather.
Oh, right. But they can't ride their bikes.
When I think about it, they are quite a bit older. So they're, you know, probably
Telly's got his blinker on.
I can hear blinker. The blinker.
Yeah, it's his turn signal.
Brian's age 57 and above.
I've stepped on his joke.
Pretty close to retirement. Another thing, you know, we're approaching episode 420. So I was kind of hoping maybe everybody calls in on the 420 episode and describes their, I don't know, their one of their experiences or one of their good times with marijuana, or maybe describe their favorite school shooting.
What?
But let me know.
What?
I'll see you guys later.
Because that's when Columbine happened.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
It was on 420?
I'm pretty sure it was.
That's right. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's something better to remember on that day. I think Telly was trying to go deep with us. Sorry I shit on your joke there, Telly.
I mean, 420, maybe we should do some sort of movie. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, I'm open to it. Up in Smoke, classic. Here's another one.
That's what she said, keep it short, and I don't know how to do that. Well, hey, guys, what up, Ed? What up, Brian? What up, ballers?
Stu.
I just sitting here, and I was thinking about, you know, I need to call those guys. And talk although I'm not team current, not current issue, but whatever, current. Anyway, I'm not team current. There we go. I was just thinking about, well, it's time for not sports segment, Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Anyway, enough of that. Like, have I missed it or did I just not get the email? The email, yeah, that's it. Were we going to get some download of all the best fucking songs?
Holy
on
shit.
The podcast? Anyway,
it's the simulation.
To say. I don't. Anyway, love you guys and go fight win.
Go fight win.
So I'll give you a little.
There's always a sense of classical.
Oh, classical. A little background on the non-sports. I reached out to Eli Braden for that, and I said, you just do a non-sports, make it like Hall & Oates? And he did She's Gone, Hall & Oates.
He's a professional.
And he did it I mean, that's a real pro.
Yeah, no, he's best in the business. Okay, hold on, I lost my place. This one, I'm concerned because it says transcription not available. I can usually kind of, the transcription's always wrong, but I can kind of get the gist. So this might just be like a Chinese, telemarketer or something. I don't preview.
Brian, Ed, this is Chris from the Twin Cities.
Oh, this guy they called last week, the drunk guy, nice. Drunk Chris. Good to hear from him again.
Thanks for playing my call last week. I was plastered. Fact. So I'll get this going without the dramatic pauses. I like how I smoked Matt Manuel.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, after you played my call, you played another call with a guy just smoking his ass again.
Yeah.
Actually, on the Rome show, he got worked, but whatever, if you don't
I believe you
with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, proceeding.
Yeah.
The reason
uh-oh.
Why I
uh-oh.
Called with my drunken stuff about Tiger Woods, what I wanted to talk about was Tiger Woods' girlfriend. That week he got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
The players. Did you guys notice her on the stage?
Yeah, he got her a new face.
She looked like a completely different person.
Yes, he got her a new face.
I think her name is Erica Herman.
Yes.
Look at pictures of her.
So
prior with Tiger.
Just last week, this caller was fucked up, right? Just last week.
Yeah, only last. No, he's correcting his fucked up call by calling in this time. Chris, I had the same opinion. Like, somebody sent me a picture because Tiger Woods doesn't know how to get his suits tailored, and he had his whole family up there when he was, I don't know, some ceremony thing.
Wait, so he just got into the Golf Hall of Fame?
I don't know what it was. I'd be lying if I said I knew what it was. It's something. Okay. I think it had to do with the players tournament where they have the island green.
Right. I was thinking if he's just getting into the Hall of Fame, if you're allowed to be a current player with it, doesn't make a lot of sense that he didn't get in 25 years ago.
Exactly. That's true. But I had the same opinion. Somebody sent me the picture. I go, oh, his girlfriend got a new face because, you know, he dates the manager of his restaurant down there in Florida.
Hmm.
And, you know, she wasn't. I wouldn't say I'm sure she's very nice, so I don't want to say anything too disparaging, but it appears she's leveled up. We'll just say that. Here, let's let Chris finish.
And at the Golf Hall of Fame.
Yep, Golf Hall of Fame.
Potato Head. Tiger's like, you can live in my house, but I'm going to buy you a new face.
Yeah.
Check that. And then the other reason why I wanted to call was.
Tell us.
Joe Buck. Brian, I know you hate Joe Buck.
Everyone does.
And that's why I love you. I love you for a lot of reasons.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could like him.
No one
How could anyone
him.
Like him?
No one likes him.
I'm What's really to like? Glad to see him off of Fox.
Yeah, so he's not our friend Dean, no longer in Omaha, pointed out to me, no more Joe Buck on the World Series.
Right. It we'll hear less of him.
Yeah, he's going to do Monday Night Football, which nobody really pays attention to.
Yeah, Monday Night Football usually sucks. I'm guessing they're spending a lot of money, so they'll get some marquee matchups.
Yeah.
But it'll still just be the Packers for half the game, so I don't care that much about the Packers, so I won't have to watch them that much.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's going – and I saw – so what does Amazon get? Amazon got something. Thursday Night Football?
Thursday, and that's Al Michaels. He moved there, which is great.
So the headline I saw said that Al Michaels is going to Amazon for 3 years for Joe Buck level money.
Right.
But I was like, well, if he's 1,000 times better than Joe Buck, why doesn't he get 1,000 times more money? It's Amazon.
He's dramatically better than Joe Buck, but I get it that like Joe Buck is, you know, he's the favorite of these network executives.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Al Michaels still getting that bag.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great. Joe Buck never varies the tone of his voice throughout the game.
Not great.
He just says it in the exact same tone, no matter what's happening, no matter if it's a week 7 game in Miami or the fucking Super Bowl and a guy catches the football against his head after the quarterback escapes a fucking sack.
Caught.
And rolls out and flings it down the field as he's about to get tackled. So, fuck Joe Buck. Hold on, let's let this guy finish.
Buck is a fucking mutt, and then
it's
unbelievable.
Yep.
He's getting paid millions, and Eggman will forget about it.
Forget about it.
Joe Buck is the voice of going to be Monday Night Football.
Yes.
That fucking brain dead fucking motherfucking mongol.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet being called brain dead by Chris in this state.
It's great.
Peyton.
Peyton's
cast.
Peyton's cast. Oh, yeah. You're going to watch that instead. Will they still have
Peyton's
that?
Cast. I want to see the ratings of Eli and Peyton on the ESPN 2.
Okay.
Because Monday Night Football,
they put
that idiot.
That's right.
Joe Buck.
Yeah.
That idiot and Aikman, I give a shit up. Are you kidding me?
Chris, he went talk to the end of his 3 minutes. Chris kind of sounds like a not sober Kyle and Scani.
He said, well, no, but we've heard Kyle and Scani be not sober Kyle and Scani.
Yeah.
He sounds like a voicemail that's been dipped in ether.
Yeah. It's a little,
Everything's a little slow. And
we need the 1.5 speed on him.
Yeah.
I don't think Google Voice offers that. Another one.
Yo, B.
Darbo.
What up, Ed?
Oh, buddy of mine.
What's up?
Darbo, is this the first time you've called in?
I don't recall him calling. We've seen some texts and tweets, but not.
Yes.
I don't think we've gotten a call.
believe this is the first call from Darbo. I'm interested to hear this.
This is a celebrity.
Oh, hold on. I fucked up. He gets right to see, unlike Chris and other callers.
He's a pro.
He's a pro. He gets right to it.
Yo, V, Darbo, what up, Ed? Would you rather 250K cash,
yep,
no taxes, clean, yep, or you and three of your buddies head to Augusta?
Yeah.
2 nights, 3 days, first class all the way, private jet.
Yeah.
Great hotel. We're not staying in a butler cabin.
Yeah.
Great food, steak dinners, yep, 18 holes, no member with you.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Just an unbelievable trip, yeah, for you and your buddies.
Yeah.
Which one?
Well.
And if you could play this in the first three quarters of the show, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, because Darbo's peacock and that he doesn't subscribe to the red circle. I mean, Darb, I hate to do this to you, buddy. You've played golf with me many times. You know I am not a golfer. Give me that. Like, how rich are you that 250 grand? Yeah, like, that's real money. That's cash money.
That's real money. I was thinking, obviously, I'm much less of a golf fan and all sure. that.
Yes.
But there is no sporting event or experience like that I'm choosing over 250 grand. Yeah. I mean, he's talking about a good day out with buddies and steak dinners.
Yes.
Think of what
weekend
250 grand could buy.
I know. Right. It's just not that. I mean, it's a nice golf course. It's in Georgia and it's like closer to South Carolina. So that means you got to fly
and then car.
Yeah. Then you got to fly and then drive. And then I'm sure it's a really nice course, but fuck, you know, all my balls would be on the pine straw. Darbo, I play Kirkland's, buddy. Like, it's, you know, wouldn't be as fun for me as it would for you. And you know, I don't know what, I know you're doing well, but I don't know what kind of stacks you're sitting on, but 250 grand.
I like the precision in his call, though. Got right in and out.
Gets right into it. Yeah, and a good hypothetical. Like, he comes in there.
I love either ors.
Yes, me too. Remember that one? Remember the one good call Manuel has ever made to the show? Yeah. Never did it again.
He's okay, asking about bacon versus sausage, all kinds of fun stuff.
Exactly. One last voicemail.
Hey, Brian and Ed. This is Katie Shady from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
Calling you in regards to the Waterford Crystal.
Oh, this is our water. This is the rumored newest entrant into the Waterford Crystal Contest.
Oh, because of a similar name situation.
Yes, that's right. She's gonna cross out. Yes.
I did leave you a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Oh.
I was going to try it on other platforms, but I really don't know how to use them.
No one does.
It was kind of getting annoying. However, there is an Instagram coming up with Weeping Waterford that will be focusing on these champagne flutes and their...
Is that her windshield wipers? We had a blinker once.
We're all of the car elements.
Yes. Now we go. Now we have windshield wipers going.
Adventures in the Otokiana area. And I also wanted to say that in Cincinnati, we have opening day coming up. So I have big plans that involve 50-year-old strippers in Kentucky, lots of red lights, Skyline Chili, and Little King's Beer.
What?
Anyway, love what you're doing. Of course, short-time listener and first-time caller. And I hope to have those champagne flutes in my hands shortly.
Wow. Strong submission there. So what, Weeping Waterford, is that up yet?
I would... I mean, I love the review. I'm looking at it, and she mentioned something I didn't even know was still a thing. While sipping Mellow Yellow for my new Waterford champagne flutes, I didn't know Mellow Yellow made it past 1984.
Hold on.
Mellow Yellow?
There is an Instagram account called Weeping Waterford that I've just followed. I hope this is actually it. I'm the first follower of this account. I thought Mellow Yellow was just like made up for the movie Days of Thunder.
Where now, Tom Cruise I remember is, Mellow
was
Yellow
car sponsored by them.
I think so, but I didn't know that it really, so maybe that was like 88 or so, but I didn't think it lasted much longer. I didn't, who knew?
Is it, I picture I it being it's like
in the Mountain Dew kind of Mountain Dew. It's, I think it's like a competitor to Mountain Dew. I think that's what it is.
Right. So it's like a, it's a, like high caffeine.
Yes.
Yellow. That's my guess,
but I mean,
soda.
Does RC Cola still exist? Like, where does it end?
I don't know. Come on, Tab.
I've heard Tab probably more recently than Mellow Yellow. This is crazy that it exists.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think Mellow Yellow ever made it to the West Coast.
That's probably for the best.
So interesting.
I can't say that. I've never had it. I just recall seeing it in like that section of a store or CVS or whatever. Wow. I don't know.
Well, strong submission, Katie Shady. She's got an Instagram account dedicated. I mean, there's no pictures on it yet, but
putting
maybe
in the work.
She's definitely putting in the work. What's the, here's the review. Ballerific. Also, Ed. 5 stars left on 311.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
a birthday treat on 311.
She's ramping up her game here. Ballerific. Brian and Ed are super great. Really looking forward to listening to more podcasts while sipping Mellow Yellow from my new Waterford champagne flutes. Good things, all of the good time. Well, thank you for that, Katie Shady. Fantastic. Okay, Ed, I know you've been excited for this. We've got some voicemails.
Email. So
what up, ballers? Or email, I'm sorry. What up, ballers? Maybe TPC can answer this, or if you two have any insight, that'd be great. Do women ever get used to their period? I don't know why he's coming to us for this. Once a month, I can count on my wife checking out for a couple days because of her monthly visitor. She's 40, been dealing with this shit for at least 27 years and isn't prepared or able to tolerate it. What the fuck? Have you never said, oh, hey, he's very stream of consciousness here. Hey, you never said what the doctor's special secret method of, I'm not saying that word, draining you was. I was on the edge of my seat for a new method. Don't Bogart, man. You know who channeling his inner Jim Rome last week with his VM, with the was right on brand. Douche. Oh, Wayne in Nashville. Hardest listener, Wayne, hates Manuel, which is great. Wayne,
I love the hardest listener, but I don't know what is going on. What is he just saying? A woman dealing with that time of the month had like just getting used to it.
Yes, maybe Wayne, you should instead work on your sympathy for somebody that's going through a hard time that is inevitable for them once a month.
Oh man!
Rather than
it would be such a drag, and think of how much of a difference the world would be if men got their periods instead of women. Like there would be different rules in place. There would be days off of the month. Like
free
periods. Man, I have full respect for what women deal with.
Absolutely. And Wayne is referencing what I discussed last week when the urologist, when I had an issue.
Prostate?
On my bag. No, the urologist had to. I don't like to say the word. I had something on my. Lance? No, I didn't have it, Lance. But the urologist had to feel my bag, and he went barehanded. And I was joking, Wayne, that the doctor was going to use his special method to drain me. There is no. I don't think they have. I don't know that they have one. I was just kidding. At the time, I assume you know that. Thank you for that, Wayne. Brian and quote Ed. It was nice to hear you guys mention me on the pod the other week. Much appreciated. I know you guys touched on Lewis Hamilton changing his name to honor his mother and speculated as to the reasons. I think you were close. As always with Sir Lewis, it's about his needs, his desire, nay, his compulsion. To wet it as frequently and exotically as possible. It is the drive to his decision-making. What to wear? Poon. What to eat? Poon. How to style his hair. Oh, that's for sure. Poon. Poon, poon, poon. But I think you may have overlooked an important part of his psyche. Competition. He needs to challenge himself. While Max Verstappen has given him a rival on the track, no one can give him a go at the poon style. Like turnstile, I assume. Poon style. Or so you'd think. What if he challenges himself? Sir Lewis Hamilton may be the winner of more Grand Prix than anyone in history and may have tasted the sweetest fruits Bahrain, Melbourne, Montreal, and Rio may have to offer. But what about Sir Lewis Larbalest? I can't even pronounce it, the new name. It's rude of him. Larbalestier. Larbalestier. Can SSL dip it thrice before breakfast and garner a pole? Can SLL hold off Yuki Tsunoda, 4'7", 114 pounds, not a girl, at Monza while simultaneously servicing multiple harems? Only one way to find out. Think of it like this. Kobe changed his number from 8 to 24 in an effort to see if the second half of his career could surpass the first. Is that, I think it was just to sell jerseys. I think it's he saw.
I think it's just money. Yeah,
yeah. I think his number was dipping in China, and he's like, "What if I had a different number?" It was an effort to compete against himself. Well, that and an effort to distract from the baloney trees he had planted in Colorado without authorization. But you get the idea. Wow, Bahrain kicks off the 2022 season next week, gentlemen and Yuki. Start your engines. Enjoy the races, Pete and Pocatello. Wow, this is my fault, Ed, because I mentioned this guy, and he immediately shows back up in the email talking about how Lewis Hamilton has needs. I don't know. I don't know about any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of lost, but I get the I get his love of Lewis fan fiction.
Yeah, yes, it is good. Ballers. Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Ballers. I need some relationship advice.
Okay. These two are the two big warnings.
It's fine. I need some relationship advice. My wife and I recently established a friends with benefits sitch with one of her friends. It's been great. Okay. He says that the experience is very good with her. It's great. Yeah, this is tough to read. She's multi-orgasmic is what he's saying. Sometimes she releases while in her multi-orgasmic phases. She's a very giving participant as well, pleasuring both of us when she's not having an orgasm so hard she can't concentrate on giving her own pleasure. Oh, and we're all tested and exclusive, so I get to raw dog it. The problem is she's a Republican. Ballers, what do I do? Anonymous submission for obvious reasons. Okay.
First of all, I just want you to know you're dealing with a true pro, because what Brian just did with that email is breathtaking. Yes. How he was able to weave it out.
Guys, I can't read the F as a verb. I can't do that. I can't read the C word.
Let's just intimate. You don't have to be as graphic.
Euphemize. Exactly. Like it makes me uncomfortable, and it's hard to communicate what you're trying to say. I get it because I'm reading it. I'm hoping that the listeners get it, but I can't read it. I think you're fine, Anonymous. I think you'll be okay. It seems like, assuming that this is a real situation, it seems like things are going well for you, and I would just continue. I don't think tribalism has any place in your current thruple situation. Good for you. Good afternoon, Brian and Edward. I need some help and relationship advice. I am engaged to be married. What is it, 1941? Who says that?
You say engaged.
I'm engaged to be married and was residing with my future husband. About a month ago, I was planning to surprise him in the shower and have some playtime. When I walked in, I noticed he was squatting over the drain hole. I startled him. And when I when he stood up, she noticed he was evacuating himself in the shower.
She noticed he already had.
Yes, he had. Yes, that's right. He had just he evacuated had
removed
himself. Removed. Yes, yes. Well, it's Ed. Don't look. I'm trying to. Yes.
He, I know.
I don't want to make it too graphic, but he was using the shower drain for not its exact intention. I was horrified. I moved out a couple days later and I'm staying with a friend. The June wedding is still on. Oh, it's very on brand here. But I don't know if I can go through with it. My fiance, Craig, says all men do it. I asked a male friend of mine at work. He said it's disgusting and has never heard of anyone doing that. I am not sure I can trust him, though, since he's asked me out in the past. That's true. You can't trust him. He suggested that I contact you two on your podcast. Before I wrote this email to you, I listened to a couple episodes. It does seem you two are pretty tuned into what men do and might be able to help me. So can you answer these questions for me, please? One, and I'm going to answer for the team here. One, is this normal? No.
No.
Two, hard no. Did I overreact? No. Three, also, would you marry a woman who did this? No.
No.
Four, I can't get the sight of a word I don't read out of my head. Any suggestions? Therapy. You have PTSD. Thanks. And I seriously would like your help. Sincerely, Holly. Now, Ed, I'm wondering, I'm assuming this much is like our friend Kennard. Okay.
Right. Like,
Kennard is more real. Like, I lean towards thinking Kennard is real. This
feels like a wind up of Craig.
Yeah. It's a one. Now, that's my question. Is there something I'm missing here? Because she says, oh, my fiance, Craig. So maybe her boyfriend, Craig, listens to this show and she's fucking with him. I hadn't thought of that. Or oh my God, indigestion. It's my daily and my podly indigestion moment. Is there a couple, like a famous couple named Craig and Holly that I don't know? Is there something to that? Or is it that just their actual names, Craig and Holly?
I think those might be real names. I don't know of a famous Craig and Holly, but it's I just hope it's all not true.
Of course it's not true, Ed. No one has ever done that. No one in history has ever done
bathtub and shower drains, like that's not a possibility. Those are just not a thing. It can't be a thing.
No, it's not a thing. It's made up. It's there. I think they're trying to wind us up because they know I get uncomfortable with this kind of talk. And this is like that one caller,
but
the easy cheese guy, Ryan in Wichita, that says gross stuff and just or he hasn't written in a while. But our dear friend John Day Fullerton, who I like a lot, but when he writes in, he talks about a specific wants and needs, and he writes in, and there's certain things I'm just not gonna say on the show, and so I think they get mad or they push me to see where the line is, and you know the line is there. That is the line.
You've crossed You've crossed it.
Yeah, you've crossed the line. We don't do scatological content here on the show.
I would say, if there's a modicum of truth to any of this, then it all has to end. It all has to end.
Of course, Ed. Of course. Also, are they making fun of the Kennard situation? Because what happened to Kennard is much, much worse than what happened to this woman, Holly.
Well, Kennard's initial, like the OG Kennard email was merely an unfortunate incident.
That's right. Yeah.
Then things just got much more unfortunate over time.
It was, yeah. Initially, Kennard's situation was that he was with somebody that didn't know how to cover her tracks, so to speak.
Right.
Which I would say is a breakup reason alone, but they weren't even dating. It was just the first date. Then things took a horrible turn. So is this Holly and Craig thing? Are they winding us up in the sense that they're like, look, that canard thing is bullshit. And how do you know it's bullshit? Well, I'm going to write this email. That's also bullshit. I'm interested to know, like, a lot of people had thoughts on the canard thing. Anybody within the sound of my voice, 949-464-8257. What are your thoughts on this? Keep it clean. Euphemize it. Or better, right, voicemail so I can clean it up. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Because if you start using the P word or the C-U-M or any of those words that I don't like, I'm going to stop the voicemail because I can't have that on my podcast. It's not going to go with me. Ed, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports segment.
Brian, yes. Cox of what do you call it? Succession fame. He sort of regrets calling.
Very sad.
He didn't die.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, sorry. Jumped the gun there, Ed. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
No, Brian Cox is still with us. But he had a tell-all book, and he sort of, in quotes, sort of regrets calling Johnny Depp overrated in his recent book.
A couple things jumped out at me here. First of all, I saw a commercial or the trailer or whatever was on TV for some new Harry Potter spinoff with Mads Mikkelsen that I believe was supposed to be Johnny Depp. And that had to be a big fucking payday. Yeah, and Johnny Depp's got to be.
That one. That one. Oh, Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Stung.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.